Today is National Nachos Day.
I've told you I'm not a fan of nachos.
What?
What?
I've told you they're soggy. They get soggy because all the stuff's laying on top of them.
I like when they get soggy. I've told you my nacho hack. Like, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about like a big full plate of nachos at Flanagan's and the ones at the bottom. But when I go to a stadium and I get nachos and they have the little cheese in the cup on the side, I take the chips and put them in that cup while I walk to my seat or whatever, because I want those chips to get soggy.
Yeah.
The reason they leave the cheese in the cup is so that you can dip it and still have the crunch.
Yeah, I like it when it gets soggy, though. There's something about, like, you have a half a chip that's crunchy and the other half that's in the cheese, and it's soggy, and it's just, it's a delight, man. And then, like, at the bottom of a Flanny's nachos, use your fork, and you've just got, like, a mass of cheese and beans and meat and onions and, you know, soggy chip and maybe a jalapeno. It's like heaven.
Soggy corn chip chunk. It's not enjoyable. That's why I like hard tacos, because where the lettuce and cheese are, it's still hard. Even if the meat soggies up the bottom, you still get the crunch.
Well, I think I might go to Flanagan's tonight. You know, there's one in walking distance. Are we all in agreement that the best restaurant nachos are Flanny's?
Ooh, they're up there.
It is a gigantic mountain of nachos.
Mexican Mondays, man. You get a nachos with a pitcher of beer or whatever, a pitcher of, I guess, Coke Zero for you, Hawk.
I think if you buy a pitcher of soda or a pitcher of beer, you get the nachos.
You get the nachos. Mexican Mondays, bro. There is nothing better. Hawk, I am 100% with you. The best nachos in South Florida.
Ooh, I'm on a lime kick right now with the kids. Lime's nachos are off the chain.
Well, those are like homemade, right? At Moe's, don't they make them like homemade at the place?
They fry them there, and then, they're the little crispy, the little thin and crisp ones. I don't know. Lime got some fire.
But lime is like fast casual. It's kind of like a Chipotle.
Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with the chips. The chips are fire at Lime. I'm with you, Crowder. But I would never stay at Lime for 30 minutes to eat nachos. I'm trying to get in and out if I'm going to Lime.
Like a restaurant nachos where you sit down. Because I'm not even talking about like the chips and salsa chilies, which is fine. Mm-hmm. Like that does the trick. Always enjoyable over maybe a roll. You know, you go to Chili's and you get the chips and salsa and it's a treat. I'm talking about a big honking plate of restaurant nachos. I think Flanagan's is the best. Everybody has them. And generally, they're just pretty ordinary. Flanagan's makes a show of it.
Ale House?
They have good nachos.
Yeah, they're good.
They're decent. I don't know if they beat Flanagan's, but I'm trying to think right now. But now Flanagan's are off the chain. Now they got some fire.
Can't really mess up nachos, right? If we're being honest.
Sometimes, you know, they do like a design and it's like 12 nachos in a circle, and each nacho has one olive, one jalapeno, a little cheese on it. And it's like, I like it when it's just all mashed up on top of each other. And I like it when there's a lot of stuff in there. I like it when there's the lettuce, the beans, the guac, the sour cream, the jalapenos, ground beef, you know, like really like loaded up nachos.
I like the military style where things don't touch that much, where it's kind of uniform.
Just nachos and cheese?
No, I'm saying like what you're saying. I would love, like, as you explain it.
Oh,
let
like
me know
a separate nacho on each.
All the ingredients. Yeah, no, where I can take and I'm gonna get every taste in the entire plate, one chip. And I can taste everything because I don't. That mosh posh is. I'm not a big fan of the mosh posh.
It's too much work because then you have to actually concoct your own nacho every single time when everything's scattered around. Mm-hmm. But if they just throw it all together. Like, you're getting one nacho, maybe.
No. He's saying he likes the one that's one nacho at a time that's dressed perfectly like the other one.
No.
One, a little meat, a little cheese, one jalapeno, some sour cream, a little, what is it called, a dollop of sour cream. Like, you're guaranteed on that chip to have every flavor you need.
Because if you ever go to like an Asian place and they have like tuna, you know, tuna nachos, it's always like six nachos with a little bit of tuna. You know what I mean? Like it's one at a time. And I just like a big mountain.
Not a fan.
Where are you getting nachos like that, though? Like it sounds like it's like a bruschetta when you go to an Italian restaurant where they bring out like the little tiny toasts. And they put the diced tomatoes on top. I've never seen nachos like that. I've seen the tuna tartare nachos, Hawk, that you're talking about. But at like a Mexican place or a sports bar where they're individually.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Topping the nachos. Yeah.
It's a lot of places like that. Maybe above your pay grade.
Oh, okay.